We reported yesterday on a recent snake bite incident here in Lower Michigan. A young barefoot visitor to an Ann Arbor botanical garden was bitten by an eastern Massasauga rattlesnake, the only rattlesnake native to our state. The 12-year-old was hospitalized and she recovered. The incident has triggered an advisory from a group of Michigan naturalists of the risk of an encounter with this species of snake in our state. And to learn more, we welcome Stephen Parrish, a restorative ecologist at the Mathai Botanical Gardens in Ann Arbor, where this encounter happened. Welcome, Stephen.
Hello, good to be here.
I understand you manage the area where this snake bite occurred?
That's true. Yeah, there's 250 acres that we oversee here, and it's prime habitat for the eastern Massasauga rattlesnake. It's been here for thousands of years, and it likes wetland habitat, so Fleming Creek runs right through the middle of the property, and we have a couple of creeks or ponds, and they also need a kind of an adjacent upland for feeding grounds in the summertime.
Okay. You're saying that the eastern Massasauga has been there as long as anybody can remember?
Yeah. Yes. It's been here throughout the Lower Peninsula, really ever since the last ice age retreated, and the Massasauga migrated north and takes residence in many parts of the Lower Peninsula. Their numbers have been dwindling considerably over the last 100 years.
Well, you've got
for a variety of reasons.
You've got a lot of acreage down there where a lot of snakes could call home. Do you know how many you have?
Well, there was a recent study in 2010 and 2011 where some researchers came out and tried to do a field survey of the snake. And they found 27 individuals that were recorded. They didn't do every square inch of the property, so there could be more. There could be less. The snake. About once a year, we see one that gets run over. There's accidents in the field where vehicles run over them. So, like anything in nature. They breed and they are born every fall, and then so the populations ebb and flow, but we have a pretty stable population here.
How often will an encounter with an eastern Massasauga rattlesnake result in a bite?
Well, it depends on how close you are. They're very timid creatures. They're small and they're slow. Sometimes you can see them basking on the trails or even on the road. And if you just keep your distance, they will mind your distance. Most of the time, any problem occurs is if somebody tries to play Steve Irwin and wants to try to pick the snake up.
Yeah.
And that's when some bites can occur, and it's something that can happen in nature.
Was this the first snake bite incident you've had down there, or have there been others?
It's the first snake bite since I've been here in the last 3 years.
What happened exactly?
I wasn't even here. I was on leave for 2 weeks. My wife gave birth. And so I wasn't even here, but
the reports indicated the girl that was bitten was walking barefoot, which I suppose doesn't get the good housekeeping seal of approval when there are rattlesnakes nearby.
Right. Proper footwear. Yeah. Most people, if they do get bit, is going to be, since it's such a small snake, it doesn't have a great range. It's usually people wearing sandals or wearing no shoes at all. That's something that if you are concerned about rattlesnake bites, then proper footwear, hiking boots, long pants. Otherwise, you can just really kind of pay attention to your surroundings.
How dangerous can the bite of an eastern Massasauga be?
Rarely fatal. It's been over 50 years since I've seen any kind of recording of anyone even dying from them. But it's interesting. 25 to 50% of the time that they do strike, and they strike out of protection of themselves when they feel threatened. They don't attack anyone.
And you and other naturalists are taking pains to just remind people that this snake does live in Michigan, and there are the chances of an encounter with one.
Yes, we have signage throughout the property, and at the front lobby we have a stuffed Massasauga, so visitors can know what to look for when they are out on the trails. But it is it is rarely life threatening, and sometimes the bites aren't even envenomated. It's kind of a warning strike if they feel threatened.
Stephen Parrish is a restorative ecologist at the Mathai Botanical Gardens in Ann Arbor. We've been talking about Michigan's only rattlesnake, the Eastern Massasauga. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you very much.